This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi everyone, this is T4TS Radio and I am Tom Jinks. Today I'm joined by Tony Hellard. Hi Tony.
Hi there Tom.
So Tony, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm a maintenance manager for a central London club. Look after three staff and look after a grade 2 star listed building in central London.
So have you always wanted to be an electrician?
Yeah, I've always dabbled with electrics, done my own house rewire before all the regulations changed. Helped my brother who works in the building trade doing a bits of electrical work on site. And I do stuff at work, minor works, bits and pieces. And it gives me an insight to the electricians that are doing construction work with the job I do. So I've always had an interest in electrics.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
Study at home is quite good, actually. I've had to slow myself down because I've found I was flying through it a bit, and I've managed to make myself go back through and repeat stuff and work hard at it. But that's actually quite useful, the study at home. You can do it at your own pace, set yourself a nice little timetable to do it, and work to your own pace, which I've found quite good.
What do you think of the virtual reality software then? Have you been using it?
I've used the scenario disc. Found it useful. I could actually see what I was actually doing. You've got a fairly good explanation. But yeah, I found them very useful, quite instructive, and quite good fun at times.
So you're on your practical training down in Southampton at the moment.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
Very good, actually. Obviously, because I've got quite a few practical skills, I fly through some of the assessments, and it's nice to be able to actually have somebody just saying, we need to tidy this up, you need to be a little bit more straighter on that, but you've actually got the basics of it, and I'm used to using hand tools. So I'm fine with that side of it. Got me 2301, 2302, 2303 exam tomorrow, which would be interesting, working out the formulas, because maths is not my greatest subject, so that would be fun. But yeah, I enjoyed the weeks away. Got a nice landlady, get tea and cake when I get home when I finish the night, so that's not bad.
You've mentioned you've been getting a bit of electrical experience before. So yep. What sort of stuff have you been doing then, outside of your course?
Basically, in the job I do, we have a 49-bedroom hotel, really, which is for private members. And each room has a wired-in trouser press, has an extractor fan in the bathroom, and any of these things they're installed by professional electricians, but obviously they need to, if a trouser press breaks, it needs to be changed. For me to pay for an electrician to come in, I now can do that because it's just like for like change. This is a bit of practice. I've done some cabling work and running cables, and then get the electrician to check it afterwards once we've done it. So I'm getting quite practical experience at work on the tools and actually using my electrical knowledge. And it's handy if something trips, I can actually fault find, work out what it is, and then get, if it's something above what I'm qualified to do, then I get an electrician in to do it. But if not, I can actually fix it on the ground, which is quite handy.
That sounds great. So what's your favourite bit of the course been so far then?
I actually like the practical stuff, actually doing the work with the running cabling, learning how to use the different types of cable. At some stage today, we're actually going to do a mica cable, learning how to pot that and do the end of that. Just the practical. I've seen it done, but I've never actually physically done it myself. So I'm looking forward to actually having a go at that. And it's not a cable you come across daily unless you're working in an old church or a boiler house or something. So it's something just slightly out of the norm. And I enjoy the practical sessions.
That's great, Tony. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.